USA Radio News with Wendy King.
More than a dozen missiles launched from Iran struck two Iraqi military bases where U.S. forces were stationed, according to U.S. military officials. Iranian state-run news reported that the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps Air Force launched the ground-to-ground missiles as part of its so-called Operation Martyr Soleimani. The operation was named after the Iranian Revolutionary Guard commander, Qasem Soleimani, who was killed in a U.S. airstrike at Baghdad's international airport early on Friday. There were some Iraqi casualties at one of the air bases, but no U.S. casualties were reported, according to CNN. Pentagon spokesman Jonathan Hoffman said the agency is assessing the damage done by the attacks. President Trump tweeted all is well and that he will make a statement on Wednesday morning. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
Almost 8 months after Jennifer Dulos disappeared, her estranged husband and his ex-girlfriend faced charges related to her death. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
Fotis Dulos is being charged with murder and kidnapping in Connecticut following the disappearance of his wife, Jennifer Dulos. His defense attorney, Norm Pattis, says the state is throwing allegations against his client at this point, hoping something sticks.
Our position is that's not good enough for Fotis Dulos. If you think you have a theory of the case, pick one. But don't give a jury a multiple choice test and say we don't care which boxes you check as long as you check just one.
A stampede during a funeral procession for slain Iranian military commander Qasem Soleimani in his hometown of Kerman, Iran, killed more than three dozen people. The Iranian Students News Agency reported at least 50 people died and more than 200 were injured. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Experts are saying one way Iran could strike the U.S. is through hacking. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Cyber attacks, already seen as a top risk of doing business by executives, are receiving renewed attention as tensions between the United States and Iran escalate. Defense and intelligence officials are bracing for the potential onslaught of attacks from Iranian hackers after the U.S. airstrike killed one of Iran's top military leaders, Qasem Soleimani. Tech analyst Lisa Garber tells Fox News.
It's important to understand that we can never be 100% ready. We can never be 100% protected. And the point to make is that the U.S. went after, U.S. and Israeli cyber intelligence went after Iran back in 2010 with Stuxnet. And since then, Iran has been bolstering its resources, and we've seen it in the past decade. They are ready to make some attacks.
Facebook is changing its policy on deepfake videos. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The social media giant says it will remove manipulated videos, but said it will allow parody or satire videos to remain. It announced that it would not remove a controversial video of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi that was slowed to make it appear that she was drunk. Facebook says in a blog post that video doesn't fall under its policy. The company has faced criticism for its advertising and video policies as the nation prepares for another election.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.